December 11th, 2012, Chof Zayin Kislev, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. We're starting a new parak today in Mesillas Yesharim. Ve'ezer Hashem, Parak Zayin. Ve'beir Chelke Azrizus. Now we're going to discuss the Chalokim Azrizus, the different aspects of Zrizus. Zrizus does not just mean doing things with alacrity, with quickness. Zrizus is a mindset. What that means is that when the person has in his mind that I will approach something in a certain approach, certain way, then when it comes to, safer please, yeah. When it comes to fulfill the actual mitzvah, Perek Zayin. When it comes to fulfill the actual mitzvah, it's done in a different way. He tells us as follows. Chapter 7, Perek Zayin. Chelki hazrizus shnaim. There are two sections to Zrizus. Zeal. To do things quickly. Alacrity. I'm going through the whole English. Echad koidim haschalas ha-maisa. One is before I do the action. Vechad acharechein. And one is afterwards. What does that mean? One is before I do something, I have to approach it with Zrizus. And we'll discuss the second one is after I do the action. Before I do the action. What does it mean before? What does Zrizus mean before a person does an action? A person shouldn't let the mitzvah become spoiled. Yachmitz is like chaymitz, vinegar. What is vinegar? Vinegar is from, how do you make vinegar? You take wine, right? And we don't make vinegar, but it's wine, and it ferments, and then you have vinegar. You don't want to have a mitzvah sit around up to the point where it spoils. Now, you don't see the mitzvah spoiling. You don't see the mitzvah get ruined. It's a way of referring to the fact that a person wasted the opportunity. Shalayach mitzvah adam es ha-mitzvah. Elo behagi es mana. When the time comes for that mitzvah, or when it approaches the person, or when he thinks about doing an action of a mitzvah, a person should quickly seize the opportunity, grab onto it, and to perform the act of mitzvahs, and he should not let time pass in between the thought, the opportunity to do the mitzvah, and the action of doing the mitzvah. Don't let there build this time frame. We're going to elaborate on what we're saying here right now. Why is he telling us, make sure we do the mitzvah right away? Because when we leave this time frame in between, we enter now into a great stage of danger. Asher hinei kol rega, I'm repeating the sentence, kol rega shemeschadesh, every moment that there becomes a new opportunity to not perform the mitzvah, yuchal ischadesh eze ikul l'maisa atoiv, then there can be a certain act that the Yitzhahara will say, you know what, I'm going to prevent this mitzvah from happening. I'm going to make sure it doesn't get done. We read five lines here, at least in my sefer. I want to share with you some thoughts I saw on this. We have the words here, Ele be'agia zmano, when the mitzvah comes, his damno is like it approaches you. Sometimes mitzvahs fall in our laps. A person might say, you know what? I'm busy now, not interested now. Whatever type of Yetzahara that jumps into the person's mindset at that point in time. I saw such a beautiful point. It's a little frightening to say the truth from Rav Yaakov Hillel on his comments, his parish on Mesillas Yesharim. And he says like this, we don't know why we're here in this world. We don't know. We all know we have an obligation to fulfill Hashem's commandments, His mitzvahs. I'm going to say a word which I don't know what it means. I know what the translation is, but we are Gilgulim, perhaps. We were here in a previous life, and we are here to correct that which needs correction. I emphasize the point where I'm saying I don't know what these words mean, what I just said, a Gilgul, when we were once here before. But this is what's said about us. Says of Yaakov Hillel, when the Ramchal tells us, Shol yach mitzvah odem es ha-mitzvah, a person shouldn't let the mitzvahs get ruined, spoiled. Ela begiyas manu, when the mitzvah time to do that mitzvah comes, whether it's Kriya Shema, person was up late at night, and now it's time to say Shema. There's a certain time limit. Up until that time, I can't perform the mitzvah anymore. Or put my tefillin by day and not by night. Whatever the mitzvah might be. A mitzvah comes in front of a person. He says, we don't know if that mitzvah comes in front of us. Maybe that's why Hashem put us back here in this world, to perform that mitzvah. You know who knows what we're here for? Yitzhahara. Yitzhahara is an in. He's got the FBI information, CIA. He's got it all. He's got all the codes to get in there. He could crack the codes. And he knows that we are here to perform these specific mitzvahs, these commandments of Hashem, because we need a tikkun. Tikkun means to fix something that our neshama needs. In order to get to Hashem, we have to come to the King, to the Melech Malchayim Lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Master of the Universe, in a perfect state. It's just, how can we stand in front of Hashem lacking the performance of our mitzvahs that He created us for? So Hashem sends us down here in this world to perform these commandments, these mitzvahs. And the person will say, oh, you know, I'll do it later. Later doesn't come. It's as simple as that. Later doesn't come. That's the Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Pirkei Avos. I'll tell you my person to say, Kishefna Eshna. When I have time, I'll do it. Hashem will let you ponder, because maybe you won't have time. What's the way to do things? The first opportunity arises, do it right away. But now, Rav Yaakov Hillel is telling us a much deeper point. It could be that mitzvah is what we are specifically here for. And the person is wasting opportunity. Whether it's that act of chesed, whether it's that shir of Torah, the kviyas, the set time to learn, whether it's a smile on the face to greet someone. Up the block in a girls' high school, so, you know, it's girls of different situations. They have signs over there that says, when you see someone, smile. So there's a sign taped on the desk of the security guard, and it's very low down, so I'm bending down to read it, and small, so you gotta make it bigger and pick it up higher. You know, the point is, people should see it, right? What is a smile? A smile is so powerful. If you want to know how powerful a smile is, take a test. Normally you don't like tests. This test every single person likes. You see a little child, whether it's a relative, non-relative, if they're in the security of their mother's arms or the father's arms, and you smile to that child, the child will smile back. Okay, sometimes they turn away because they don't know who you are. Normally speaking, they'll smile back. Why is that? The Chacham Mikolad, Shlomo HaMelech, tells us that when we look at someone in a certain way, that is the response we will get. It's like looking in a mirror. You ever look at a mirror? If you smile at the mirror is smiling back at you. You ever realize that? It's amazing. Rabbi Pliskin, Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin tells us that a person should, and I tell over my to my students, you should do this, but not in front of other people. Smile, Rabbi Pliskin says, smile in front of a mirror. What happens to the body, I see people are practicing that already, yeah? What happens to the body is that the hormones of a good feeling start going through the whole body. And when the person's smiling, it makes them feel good and happy. So he says, look in the mirror, and you smile. And you practice what the smile looks like. If we have an opportunity to feel good, why should we not feel good? It doesn't cost us a penny. I mean, sometimes it does. Depends where a person goes. Right? It doesn't have to cost a penny. On the other hand, the person makes a frown, his body feels it also, throughout the whole entire body. So when we make someone else feel good, the reward is endless. A smile to someone, to make him feel good, uplift him. We never know. Years ago, I'll tell you, years ago, I was, you know, I hear this from my principal when I was in, fourth grade. I'll say his name, Rabbi Kalman Rosenbaum. Shall live and be well. I remember when he said this, you never know when somebody had a hard day. Or he just came from school, it's already a hard day. Let's say he tried to grab his lunch in the morning and the bag, the brown bags, remember those brown bags, right? And then it gets a little wet already. And then as he's leaving his house, the bag rips. And the whole bus is waiting for him. And the whole bus sees the whole bag. He's embarrassed. Now he's going on the bus and he's holding his applesauce and his sandwich. And he's trying to put it in his knapsack. And he's standing on the bus. The bus driver starts going and he falls backwards. He finally gets to school. He feels like it's already a bad day already. I remember years ago, I was so proud. I got to school. I was the first one online, waiting online. No one else is there. I'm there so early. The secretary comes out of the office, says to me, "Good morning." I said, "Good morning." She says to me, "Can I help you?" I said, "No, I'm so proud. I'm online." I wasn't so early. I was so late. There was no one there because they were all in class. So I'm standing there waiting online in my spot. And she's looking at me like, "What am I doing here?" I remember this feeling like, "You're in the wrong place. You don't belong there. Get to class." So she's asking, "Can I help you?" And I'm thinking, "No, don't worry about it. I'm fine. You can take care of your work. I know where I am." It was an awkward feeling. Now we laugh at it. It's funny. The power of a smile, it gives chiyus to a person. When the time comes to do that mitzvah, or when it comes to us, sometimes, not that we have to do the mitzvah falls on our lap. Or a person thinks, "You know what? Oh, maybe I should do something." Make sure you do the mitzvah right away. And don't waste time. "Oh, I'll do it soon." Because there's no danger like the danger. Because every moment, every second, the person waits and says, "I'll do the mitzvah soon." The Yitzhar gets involved and says, "You know what? You got a phone call." This generation, I get a phone call, I get a text, I get a voicemail. Some people have the email, right? Someone just called me. You know, I have to respond. It's not Derek Harris. I was in the middle of talking to somebody. Yeah, he'll wait, right? You know, who is it? It's my cell phone that says if I buy now, I get free phones for free in this month only. You know, so do I want this or not? You know, you get it, like, why are they? You get these telemarketers on your cell phone these days. It's like this, you know. Chazal tell us in Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Ayin Vav Beis, Be'inyan Hamlachas Shloimai, in regard to Shlomo HaMelech becoming king. Shamar David Ben Yohu. David HaMelech told Ben Yohu, Melech Ma'alif, Vayiradetem Oysoi Al Gichoin. I just want to explain outside what was taking place. David HaMelech was very old. Very old. He was close to 70 years old. He was time for the next king to take the throne. Shlomo Melech, at the age of 12, became Melech. However, Adoniah ben Chagis, another son of David HaMelech, wanted to reign. There was already earlier, Avshalom tried to rebel. He did rebel against David, tried to take the throne. For a while he had it. There was a whole story, and you take a look in Melachim Aleph, where they brought this situation to David's attention, that a different son of his is trying to take the throne. David tells Benayahu to quickly go ahead and anoint Shlomo as the king. He says, "V'radetem Yisrael al Gichin, bring him down to Gichin." V'ono Benayahu says, "Amen, Ken Yomar Hashem." He will fulfill his job. Amru Zichron Levracha. Chazal tell us, Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Chanan the Tzipori. V'alei Kvar Nemar. It says, "Hinei Ben Noila Loch, Hu Yei Ish Menucha." It already, we know, there's a nevuah, there's a prophecy that there will be a king and the Shlomo will be the king. So what's the whole concern? Go do this quickly. What are we worried about? Say, Chazal tell us, Ela harbe kategorin yamdu mikan vad gichon. But there are many prosecutors from now, from here, to Gichon. Gichon was where they were going. And Gichon was not a long distance. In the parish I have over here, the Yoshi Mesila, he tells us, Mikan vad Gichin, Limrois Shemer Mercha Kotzer, even though it's a short distance, Ve'inin Ki'ilu Hushlom, and it's as if it's already accomplished, that Shlomo is the king, it's like he's already anointed. Bechol Zois Yitachnu Oid Mafriim Rabim, it's very possible that there'll be other Mafriim, other problems that will come up. He called Rega Olu Lahavi. Because every single second that the mitzvah is not done, the Yetzirah has a job. He has to make sure we don't do the mitzvah. So just as long as the mitzvah has not been accomplished, he is still fighting, making sure that we don't do the mitzvah. Whether the mitzvah might be to come to go learn. And guess what happens? Oh, Oyilom Chesed Yibane. The world is created to do chesed. So, I have to do chesed. And he gets a phone call, this, that. And all of a sudden, before you know it, time came and went. Okay. There's another day, the next day. Oilam chesed yibane. Am I trying to tell people not to do chesed? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I'm trying to encourage chesed. What's the greatest chesed? The greatest chesed is Talmud Torah, is learning Torah. Now, we don't always see it. The halacha is as follows. If a person needs something to be done, and there's no one else to do it, you close the sefer, and you go help the person. That's the halacha. Look in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, that's the halacha. However, if there's someone else to do that act of chesed, someone else should be doing it. You know, I want to tell you a story. Rav Hillel David Shlita, one of the big Paiskim, Flatbush. He has a shul a block away from Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, where I learned. And I was once walking on East 12th between K and L. And that's where his shul is, that's where he lives in the block. I have some friends in the block there. And I told him how there was a story where people came into the yeshiva and they said they needed a minyan for Levaya. So I asked him, what's the halacha? I said, do you go, do you not go? Here's the Rav, here's a Pesach, right? So he said to me like this. He said, the first thing is, you the halacha is what the yeshiva says. Well, whoever the yeshiva is of the yeshiva, any yeshiva, he knows what the yeshiva is, that yeshiva. It's his yeshiva. So the halacha is according to what he says, not yeshiva. I'm not saying, that's one point of the story, but what I want to bring out with you and share with you is like this. He says, how come they don't stop by Brooklyn College and say, you know what, we need people for a levaya, and take the people out of class? Why? A yeshiva is not a place, it's not a mitzvah factory. The yeshiva is not a place, oh, you need to do mitzvahs. Oh, okay, fine. Oh, they're bachim in the yeshiva, the people in the yeshiva. Let's go do mitzvahs. Let's go get them. Now, there's certain cases, like we said, if there's no other opportunity, I know a case where the diggers for a grave were on strike. It was the wintertime. They were on strike. It was the wintertime. It was also flatbush. Everything happens in New York. And I know firsthand the story. I'm not going to say names right now. And they went to the yeshiva. And they went and they told the yeshiva. I'm not going to say which yeshiva right now, even though it's a positive compliment. And they said, listen, we have a mace to bury. And the yeshiva said he got some bachrim and he got them to go help and dig for the levaya. This is a story. You need help doing this. This is a mitzvah. You have to do this type of mitzvah. You have to close a sefer even. The hakaras hatoiv, the appreciation that the family had, they sent their child to learn that yeshiva. And their makar toiv, they donated to that yeshiva to this day. And they have a plaque on the wall because of that situation. So here we're saying that as long as a mitzvah is not accomplished, the Yetzirah is still trying to persuade the person to not to do it. And he has all different tactics and ways of accomplishing his job. A son was born to you. He'll be a man of menucha, tranquility. And there are many prosecutors from now to Gichon. Al Kain is hero, Zechon Levracha, Chazal have warned us. Ushmatim et samasais. Guard the matzois. Guard the matzois. Al Trigi matzois, Chazal tells, don't read the matzois. Don't read the matzois of the Pesach. Ella mitzvois. Guard the mitzvois. Mitzvah habol yodcho, al tach mitzena. Mitzvah comes to your hands. Al tach mitzena, don't spoil it. Don't waste the opportunity. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.